Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back in. John McClain in the house. Landry Locker, John Lopez, DJ Figgy as well. A little something we do called Localize It. And first story, got a little baseball flair to it. And of course, you know, like I said, right now we are in the quote-unquote doldrums of the sports year. But, and I was a little bit surprised by this. I don't know if you guys were as well. Normally we start seeing a flurry of activity leading up to the trade deadline. But the Washington Nationals getting a jump on thing. A guy that I've been hoping that the Astros would go take a look at and kick the tires on and see what was available. Kelvin Herrera, who was a huge part of the Royals World Series run back in 2015 and one of the best closers in baseball, traded to the Nationals for three minor leaguers, and I'm not going to pretend like I know any of them. Hell, one of them is 17 years old and was an undrafted free agent, so I'm not really sure what the hell Dayton Moore, who is not Jeff Luhnow in any way, shape, or form, making that trade. So Kelvin Herrera, who they've already got a closer in Washington, he's going to be kind of the setup man in the eighth. But of course, he can take care of closing duties if need be. So we localize that by saying the usual. We know that the Astros could definitely use some bullpen help. Like I said, I would have loved to have seen Kelvin Herrera go to the Astros because he could have helped solidify that closer spot.
That would be unfair. Herrera's ERA is 1.09.
Yeah, it would have been unfair.
No, that dude's a flamethrower.
Well, now we have to just point out that they've been beaten up on bad teams, but that's what you're supposed to do. But the bullpen's been great since the start of that last road trip. Gave up one run.
Yeah.
So the bullpen and the way Hinch has maneuvered them with Rondon being the closer, they had Giles as the setup man, I think it was Sunday, and Rondon came in. And the way the hitters, weren't they averaging during the winning streak like 7 runs a game?
Yeah. So let me ask you this, localizing it. Where would you like to see the Astros? I mean, right now is a bad time to ask because they're winning everything.
You got to think about the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Indians, and the Mariners. Yeah. So the things you're doing to beat the dregs is not the same
right. As
you're going to be doing with them. There's no way that the new president of baseball operations, Jeff Luhnow, is going to stand pat. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
He never does. I doubt he's going to pull off. The only way you would have put off a Verlander deal was if you'd gotten Herrera. You know, they tried to couldn't work a deal with Baltimore last year for Zach Britton. I guess they sniffed around Hand with San Diego, who's got control issues. Britton has health issues. So Herrera was the one that everybody said there's no questions about.
Yeah. No, and like I said, the thing about a guy like Herrera is that he's postseason proven and was a monster during that Royals run 2 years in a row. So, again, he's off the table at this point. But you're right, John. I mean, right now they're playing such good baseball, it's hard to really pinpoint where. But you can never go wrong with bullpen help. Right now, mm-hmm. Question is, and I'll throw this out to you guys, you know, they went with a 3-4-man rotation last year. We know they're not going to go with a 5-man rotation. Do you – obviously, you know who your top – well – you know you're going with Charlie Morton, Verlander, mm-hmm. and Garrett Cole.
Yeah, see, right? I don't see them switching anything they're doing right now.
Well, that's what okay.
Things are going. They keep a 5-man rotation.
It's in the playoffs as well?
Well, no, you can't do that in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. So who?
You got to get to the playoffs first. And, I mean, we aren't even halfway there yet.
They're in the playoffs.
I think we feel, I mean, barring some catastrophic event, I think we all feel pretty confident.
They have to be thinking about the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Mariners and the Indians. So they've got to get help in the bullpen, whether it's another lefty, whether it's a setup guy and a closer, doesn't matter. They got to have more help.
Doesn't it have to be Morton or McCullers, Fred? Because they've both shown in that situation that they can have success.
Because
Lance last year, I know he got the start in Game 7, he kind of struggled, but the fact that him and Morton have both had success in that situation, I know Charlie Morton's pitching great. But when push comes to shove and you have to shorten the rotation, you got to think that since they've shown that they're good in that situation, those are the two guys that you consider.
Well, and considering they did it last year, I'm 110% with you. So then that means, all right, so if we're going to throw McCullers and if we're going to throw Morton in the
I know where
pit,
this is going.
You already know where this is going.
I know where this is going.
So where's number 60 going to be? Where does number 60 pitch? Because are you going to pitch
Game
him
two.
Over? What's that?
Game two.
Really? You're going to pitch him in game two?
I still think Keuchel pitches game two.
So you would pitch because you know you're pitching Verlander game one, and you're going to pitch Keuchel over Garrett Cole.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I am.
John, what do you think?
I would go with Cole unless Keuchel continues to get better over the second half of the season.
Yeah.
You know, the starters have not been dominating lately like they were dominating before, and they're going to have bad stretches. You know, you can't have your great stuff every game. And what are the odds that somebody's not going to get hurt?
Well, I was just about to say that.
That's why it's good they got McHugh and Peacock, who have been instrumental starters.
That's exactly what I was about to mention, not to jinx anything, but you know, every staff has injuries. Now, I know Keuchel had a little bit of soreness or whatever reported, but I'm talking about an injury that puts you on the shelf.
Right.
Well, ultimately, right now, you feel good about where this baseball team is at. They're playing out of their mind right now, and they're going to continue to play out of their mind, considering that they're playing, you know, very mediocre to average baseball teams, and that's probably a stretch calling these teams mediocre to average.
Speaking out of his mind, Forrest Whitley, since he's pitched for the Corpus Christi Hooks, he has been phenomenal. I can't wait till they move him up to AAA.
Yeah.
At some point, I don't know that he'd be a September call-up with all these starters they already have, but that kid is phenomenal.
Look at John with the double A, triple A scouting report for your Houston Athletics.
We in here talking about prospects. Not the players that are going to try to win the World Series.
Did you
prospects.
Guys know of the top 12 NBA draft prospects, none are 20 years old?
That does not surprise me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
Saw a prospect said, he's old, and I looked, he's 22.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about, have you ever owned a pair of Pumas in your life?
I don't know. I've had so many pair of tennis shoes going back to my Chuck Taylor's.
Chuck Taylor's,
but Converse were my first
ones. You strike me as kind of a Doug Funny style in that your closet just has the exact same outfits just all laid out.
I've got all kinds of stuff at all kind of weight levels that someday I hope to get back to without it being a disease. Just hanging there at all levels going back to 34s up to today's, and I've got all different kinds of shoes. I don't wear many of them, but
is there one
I've got them. There was a time when I dressed really well.
Well, we look forward to that. What are you going to wear at the roast on Monday?
Well, I since John is not going to wear a tux like Ryan
I'm
going to
wear a jacket with no tie, I think.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to wear a suit with no tie. How about that?
All right. Okay.
So very seldom do I get a chance to wear one of my suits that actually fits me.
Right.
So I'm going to wear a suit.
But no tie.
No tie.
It's very Mike D'Antoni.
I don't think anybody will wear a tie.
Yeah, you don't need
to. To the Robert Brazil roast.
What about you? You going with the, the suit, no tie?
Dress shirt, no tie.
Okay.
Keep it simple.
You strike me as that kind of guy.
Yeah.
All right. Next, localize it. And our boy Landry Locker pulled this out. Your Alabama Crimson Tide are up at it again. They just offered a scholarship to an eighth grader out of Kentucky. The kid's like 6'7", 300 pounds.
370.
370.
The kid's name is Kayunta Goodwin. He's an eighth grader set to graduate from Holy Cross of Lexington, Kentucky in 2022, which will put him in the Alabama class of 2026. Of course, if he's as good as we think he is, he'll probably leave after his junior year. But if he does stick around for the entire 2026, he'll be ready for the U.S. World Cup right around that same time, too. So he gets the best of both worlds. He'll be an Alabama graduate and get to see the World Cup on home soil.
I have no problem with college coaches doing this, especially when someone is this massive, because this isn't someone hitting puberty early. This is somebody who is a freak of nature that's 6'7", 330. However,
well, you've got 6'7", 370.
6'7", 370.
Go with this.
It's been all over the place, but I'll say this right now. You have a full ride scholarship straight to hell if you're an Alabama fan and you're going on this kid's social media and congratulating him while he's in eighth grade.
I just hate that in general. But here's the thing about I actually have no problem at all. If you're confident, you're going to offer a scholarship to an eighth grader. And I've known some basketball players that have gotten offers in the eighth grade. That's fine, but it's a buyer beware kind of thing, because 370 might turn into 470. And then all of a sudden, because he's in eighth grade and he weighs 370 pounds.
I mean, this kid hadn't even hit puberty yet.
Or he's hitting it, or he hit it earlier. Whatever, but still, you know, he's not going to lose
no,
weight.
Hopefully not.
He's not going to lose weight by his senior year. You know,
well, a lot of that's probably baby fat.
Yeah, you're hoping it turns into muscle and it's, and it hovers around 370, but it's a buyer beware thing.
Oh, it's buyer beware. That's insane. That is it. Who's well, I know you ride with your Baylor Bears. You got a Baylor Bears scouting report? You guys offered anybody anything anytime soon?
No, that's just a publicity stunt.
You think?
Yeah, there was no kid who weighs 370. What are the odds of a kid that weighs 370?
I saw him standing by Nick Saban. He's definitely 370.
He's going to be able to
play
college football.
I understand that, and that's kind of what I'm saying. But when they make an offer, it's tentatively, you know, a binding on each side.
You sure about that?
Alabama done. If you make an offer and you get a commitment, because he committed, right?
Yeah.
That's Alabama can't
so
back
if the
out
kid
of that.
Weighs 500 pounds, they got to give him a scholarship.
Unless they want to be torched by coaches everywhere.
Well, I think Nick Saban doesn't give a damn.
I was going to say, Nick Saban ain't going to be here.
Yeah, that's
years.
Right. Well, it's a good point, Fred. Nick will be in his 70s by then.
Nick Saban, yeah. Nick Saban ain't going to see this kid.
But also, why would Alabama need publicity? Like, you're talking about a publicity stunt. Why would.
Ego.
They're Alabama.
You never met Nick Saban. I know him.
Yeah.
Say more. Tell us more.
I believe that.
Don't leave us out there. Tell us more.
That. First time I interviewed Nick Saban, he was the defensive backs coach for the Houston Oilers.
Because so I met him that way too, 1988.
Yeah.
Was he as? Did you guys know back then that this dude was something different?
No, absolutely not.
I don't remember it even. I know John McClain and I talked about, why don't you do the secondary? And I said, sure, I'll talk to the coach. What's his name? Nick Saban. All right.
Yahoo named Nick Saban.
I honestly don't even remember.
He got the job over a former Vikings coach assistant named Pete Carroll. And Nick never talked at all, but the personnel director and assistant GM, Mike Olivak, liked to go sit in meeting rooms with the coaches and just sit and observe.
Yeah.
He told me this DB coach is really good. And he said, I'm impressed by the way he coaches these kids. But he never talked. And then when he left after 2 years to go to Toledo, I told Mark Berman, no way this guy's ever going to make it in college football because he can't talk. He can't recruit.
Right.
Sure enough, he left after 1 year and went to Cleveland. I said, see, I told you so.
Well, and then, of course, look where he's at now. So he figured something out at some point along the way, that's for sure. And, of course, there was some big article written on him last fall about the time he and Bill Belichick met at, like, a gas station near Annapolis or something like that. Kind of a weird deal, but whatever. Obviously, those things turned out well for both of those guys. Either way, I don't know. Eighth graders getting scholarships. God bless the Goodwin family is all I can say on that. Uh-oh, what you got?
Speaking of bodies, and we're talking about eighth grade bodies, now we're going to talk about guys pushing 30 bodies. We got some major news about the Houston Astros and one of the most polarizing players in that clubhouse. We'll talk about that, and we're also going to talk to John McClain and get to the bottom of this clowny stuff next on In the Loop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.